Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's interesting because there's a lot of conversation about whether or not the president's remarks are racist. There is a lot of conversation about whether or not Republicans will stand behind the president in spite of everything that's going on. Lenny McAllister is a familiar name, a familiar voice. He is a Republican. You guys know him. He has been on the ballot in Pennsylvania before. Welcome, Lenny.
Lynn, thanks for having me so much. Appreciate it.
So, all right, Lenny, let's be real. You are a Republican. You've been a Republican. You've run as a Republican. Can you stand behind the president at this point?
Can you stand behind the president in these remarks? Absolutely not. And when he made these remarks in 2018, I didn't. And in 2017, I didn't. In 2016, I didn't. In 2015, I didn't. And I think that there's a way to say these are policies that I believe in and this is why. In fact, I think there's even a way to show that and these policies can help African Americans, poor Americans, those that are struggling without standing beside these statements, getting behind the president when he continues to stoke this up. And it's very unfortunate that the willingness of Republicans to do this when they were very willing to do this in 2015 when they were scared he was going to be the nominee, that has gone away. Now that he is the incumbent president, everybody has ignored that the emperor has no clothes on. At some point in time, you have to still call a spade a spade. And when it comes to these racial tropes from the last week, a spade is still a spade.
So how do you interpret? I mean, there are, when I listen to all of the different pundits, some say that Republicans are afraid to go against the president because they're afraid they will be attacked. Some other folks have said they're afraid to speak out against the president because they don't know how it will affect his base and in the next election. How do you interpret their deafening silence?
The willingness to hold on to the White House at all costs, the willingness to, for lack of a better term, trade off truth and justice for all American citizens and doing things morally just by way of God, which we're supposed to be doing one nation under God, versus trying to get the right judicial nominees or trying to make sure a certain piece of legislation gets passed. I mean, we've seen these compromises before divide America for decades. Let us not forget 1876. That's how we got Jim Crow and the establishment of the Ku Klux Klan for 100 years in much of the United States of America. We have seen other compromises, including some of the stuff that was brought up about Vice President Biden working with segregationists on a policy and an issue that impacted education to this day in the United States of America. So those that are willing to make these moral compromises for the sake of political win, saying, well, it's going to bring about better policy, all it does is it spreads the cancer of racism and division in America, and it makes us vulnerable to outside attacks as well as dividing ourselves and collapsing from within.
Lenny McAllister is my guest, in case you just joined us. So I know that you're younger than I am, so I know that my life experiences dealing with racism are going to be a little different than yours. But what concerns me is that some of our millennials, the 30-year-olds, they don't have the same experience perspective on how race can be divisive. And I worry about the message that they're getting in all of this. Should I be worried?
Yes, because one of the big messages that have been coming out in political matters and even in other aspects of our society is win at all costs. I mean, you go to sports, and this will please all the Steeler fans on the line. When you have Deflategate and Spygate, you have a whole portion of the country saying, I hate the Patriots because they cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And you have another portion of the country saying, well, whatever it takes to win. It's only cheating if you get caught.
If you get caught. Hey, Lenny.
Politically. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hold for me just a second? I got to run and get an update on the golf leaderboard, and I'll be right back to you. Can you hold a second?
Absolutely.
I appreciate you. Lenny McAllister, he's going to hang in there. Boy, we are busy today. Hey, Ron.
Yes. I'd like to give a comment on about President Trump's racist remarks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, indoctrination, when you look at the word indoctrination, now through generations, okay, it has been indoctrinated into the kids of different generations, racism has been. And he's not speaking on about his own family problems they had in the country. His grandfather was Frederick Trump, was kicked out of Germany, okay, because he didn't want to go to fight in the armed services, okay? And I go back to, again, to say that I look at the word indoctrination. That's been put into many generations of people to be racist, okay?
Indeed.
So it's here in the United States, okay?
It's here. Hey, Ron.
And it has to be filtered, you know? And that's going to take a long time for it to be filtered. And then, again, I do emphasize that President Trump talking about the people in Congress and the other other countries where mm-hmm. they came from.
Mm-hmm.
He says nothing about the history of his
own family. Indeed. Hey, Ron, thanks so much for your comments today. Indoctrination. That's not something I had thought much about. Lenny McAllister is with us. You know Lenny ran for Congress as a Republican. So, Lenny, now that we've let this train out of the gate, is there any stopping it?
Yeah, I mean, we've been through worse in American history. We've been through the fight for civil rights in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We've been through the aftermath of the Civil War. We can get through this as well. And, you know, to Ron's point, we just are still on the heels of the first African-American president that won two presidential terms. We have African-American senators and congresspeople. So we can still move forward even as we're dealing with this. And, you know, when it comes to other type of immigrants, i.e. European immigrants, they get to be others for a very specific period of time. When your skin's darker, it's a lot easier for you to be considered another than it is for those that came from Ireland or Europe, other aspects of Europe. So that's one of the key differentiations, which is why Trump doesn't have to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, if we start attacking it, calling this what it is, pulling it back, saying that it's not appropriate and not going to be acceptable, even if we agree on policy matters. If these policy matters divide us based on race or culture or gender or socioeconomics, we can't stand with it. But it takes people actively saying that, even if they say, yes, I still want to make sure we have business growth. Yes, I still want to make sure that kids can get to the best schools possible, regardless of where they come from. There's a way to do it, but it takes political and moral courage. And right now, it's few and far between.
I was going to say, and it takes political leadership, which I'm not sure we're seeing anywhere.
It does. It takes people to want to do the right thing more than they want to get reelected.
Hmm.
And we used to have that more in American history, whether it was in the black community or in the white community, rich folks, poor folks, academics, and the like. It's time for that to be reignited. For somebody to actually say, it's better for me to be a statesman than to be a congressman or a senator.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, people are not making those calculations, but that is what is absolutely needed in all realms of our society in order to reverse this, beat this back, and put it back on the scrap heap of history.
Indeed. And Lenny McAllister, hearing from you is what we needed today. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the perspective.
God bless you, Lynn, and God bless you all.
You too. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.